3, 2, 1, 0.
And welcome to the Illuminati Social Club. I am your host, Jason from Parma. This episode is in conjunction with my Alien CG Bible Study Twitter account. So any questions or comments, you can go there. Because today, I have my dear friend from Armpit, Tennessee, Jason, up in this brain. And we are going to be talking about the most curious of churches. Jason, how's it going?
Good, and I'm actually coming to you from a church.
Yes, so you are protected by the mystical force of the ultimate goodness, or I don't know.
Yeah, I really just didn't want to deal with the dogs barking.
Yeah, I know.
So, you give me a key, you have Wi-Fi, I'm going to use it.
Oh, hell yeah.
So there you go.
So we are talking about a church that I read about a few years ago. Stephanie had a book called Broken Faith, I think it's something like Inside the, the World's Most Dangerous Cult, which I, is it dangerous? Yes. Is it the world's most dangerous? No. But it is a church called the Word of Faith Fellowship. You may have heard of it. It was founded in, it would help if I actually had the information up on my screen. But the way this conversation got started was there's a list of rules going around on the internet. And allegedly, and I will say allegedly, somebody handed it to somebody apparently handed this list to somebody who was working at the time, and they posted it online. And it's 5 pages, 145 don'ts, and what, 4 do's?
I think so. 5 do's.
5 do's, 145 don'ts.
145 don'ts, yes.
And you and I have already discussed, is the list valid, first of all? Unfortunately, the copy that this person posted on Twitter contains all the typos of the same list from an anti-cult website. So we really, that's not to say that the rules, because according to the book that Stephanie and I had read, a lot of these rules do fit. Some of the more benign sounding ones, weren't brought up, but...
Well, I think that the list is probably accurate.
Accurate, but exaggerated.
I don't know. The people are so weird,
Or it was somebody who was told not to do something that really, may not be, official church doctrine.
Well, exactly. And also maybe this thing that, since it went viral again this week, maybe that's fake. Maybe they found it on the internet and just said, haha, I'm going to put this like, I got this. I don't think they would be handing this out to people.
Right.
This is not, unless you wanted people to run in the other direction, because this is just insane.
Oh, I know. So, Word of Faith Fellowship was founded by a woman named Jane Whaley and her husband, Sam Whaley, way, way, way back in 1979. This church is younger than me. They converted a former steakhouse into a chapel.
Of course.
I hope they left the full kitchen intact.
Oh, I'm sure they did. And you're probably scheduled to work in it.
Probably. Let's see. They apparently they have around 3,000 followers worldwide, which is not a lot. And when you hear some of these some of the stories and some of the rules and like the confirmed rules, you'll understand why. They have related churches in, according to Wikipedia, Brazil, Ghana, Scotland, Sweden, and other countries. There's a reference for it. But the main church, the main campus, is in Spindale, North Carolina, I believe it is. And, yes. Yeah, it is. So this is a church that they use, a very aggressive form of prayer that they call blasting. Essentially, it would be, Jason, if you were, you know, if you were determined to be a sinner, you would be sat down in a chair. Mm-hmm. In the front of the sanctuary, and the whole congregation would crowd around you and begin screaming at the top of their lungs at you, praying at you at the top of their lungs, sometimes for hours. Oh, and I know what you're thinking. What if you were only a 12-year-old or an 8-year-old or a 6-year-old? That don't matter. According to former members of the church, it didn't matter. They would, if a 6 or 7 year old was found to be sinful, same treatment.
Well, you got to get it out of them early, though. Oh, you know, we've all seen The Exorcist. This is just another form of exorcism, I guess.
I suppose. Exorcism can be a whole episode all on its own. Now this is my favorite line from Wikipedia.
Okay.
Although a number of critics and former members have described the church as a cult and accused the church of abuse, these accusations are disputed by current members and church officials.
Well, of course.
Okay. Here's the thing. You never admit you're in a cult. It's only after you've left the cult that you admit you were in a cult. So if you're still in the cult, if you're a current member, you're not going to say you're in a cult.
Well, exactly. You're programmed.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I mean, you're like, if you're lucky enough to get out of the cult, I mean, think of those Heaven's Gate people. They went to the mothership. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah. That's wild stuff.
So, although current church members have stated the list of rules is inaccurate and has never been published, promulgated, or distributed by the church, the Associated Press had posted the list, and there's only a few here, but Jason, let's talk about the list.
The list.
Okay, so the list is 5 do's, and as I said, 145 don'ts.
Yes.
We're not going to go through each and every one of them. I mean, a lot of them are a characteristic of a high control group. You know, a high control cult group, you know, to keep people in line. We'll go through things such as dress code and stuff like that, because that is very characteristic.
Yes.
So do number one. You will be required to attend every service. If for some reason unforeseen at this time you miss a service, you will be required to listen to the tape at the church. Okay, I like this. Death, severe illness, and surgery may be considered excused absences.
Yeah, the first time I read that, I thought that that mean, like, even with my own death, would I still have to be there? You know? Then I realized they were talking about somebody else's death.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Would you care to give us number two?
Well, I love this. Everyone starts with, you will be required.
Oh, yeah.
So, you will be required to tithe 10% of your gross earnings and give offerings, and is in bold print, Jane will check your records from time to time.
Uh-huh. That is, that's in the book. They require, on request, your W-2s from the previous tax year so that they can determine if, you know, if you're giving enough, and they will tell you how much to give. Now, is this new? New.
No.
Honestly, and I was shocked to hear this, there is a Catholic church that I grew up near that actually did the same thing. They didn't require it, but they wanted their members to give them a W-2 so that they could send them an invoice for their tithe.
Yeah, that's just insane. I mean, I've seen some churches will have it on the website where you can set up a revolving direct deposit where it just comes right out of your account or direct withdrawal.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's just wow.
Mm-hmm.
Did you pay the electric bill this month? Did you pay the church this month? I mean, my goodness.
You will be shocked to know that I do not have a revolving church payment coming out of my checking account every month.
Well, I don't either.
I'm paying for my cell phone that comes out of my checking account every month. Number three, you will be required to smile on command. This is called keeping your happy face. You know what? I'm allowed to swear on this podcast. So somebody tells me to smile, I'm going to tell them, fuck you.
I don't know. These do seem believable to me.
The do's definitely, the next one coming up. I have another one. Jason, go ahead.
Well, I love what they put in here. You will be required to participate in group work projects. Enjoy it. That's like a command. Mm-hmm. We have need of many skills. So put on your happy face and get your butt over here and paint this wall.
Paint the wall.
Wash Jane's car.
Yep. Oh, yeah. mow the lawn.
Yeah.
Weed the gardens. Because the thing is, with this church, it's a compound.
Oh, yeah.
And they would like, you know, they would love their members to live as close as possible to the church. Because that is, again, part of the high control mechanism.
Yep.
Speaking of chores, number five, after each service, you will be required to clean the church and fellowship hall on a rotating basis. Now, I think some, you know, like I believe Stephanie's church, you know, it's not really required, but you know, it's encouraged. You know, it you know, there's no rule saying you're required, and I'm sure Pastor Dave, who I've had on the show before, would definitely agree with that statement.
Yeah, I think many churches have like a voluntary list for like handyman stuff and basic cleaning stuff, and then they pay to bring in the heavy stuff like carpet cleaning and the this is just like kind of picking up around here. But I'm thinking with Jane's church, you might be waxing the floors with one of those professional grade waxers.
This is a church, and if you really if anyone out there really wants to learn a little more about them, definitely check out Broken Faith. It's by, let me look up, actually the book is here. It's in here. Here we go. Mitch Weiss and Holbrook Moore. It's called Broken Faith Inside the Word of Faith Fellowship, One of America's Most Dangerous Cults. It is, it's definitely an eye-opener. There's a lot of abuse, basically locking people into a shed for days and weeks on end. It was there. I can't remember what it was called. It's been a while since I've read the book. I'm definitely going to have to read it again. But, yeah, it is not. This isn't your Sunday morning go to worship. This is your life revolves around this church. This church is your family. If a member of your family leaves the church, you are to have no contact with them. If you leave the church, your family who remains are to have no contact with you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is called shunning. The only other religion I am aware of that practices this is Jehovah's Witness. And
I thought the Mormons shunned you also.
I am not sure.
Maybe it's just certain sects.
It could be.
Yeah, the really, you know, the crazy ones.
I think the main office, I think they have too many eyes on them to start really, enforcing a lot of those major doctrines. So,
yes,
because they have tax troubles. Oh, so now let's talk about don'ts. And it starts off. Don't drink alcohol, includes beer, wine, or liquor. Hold on, let me take a drink.
Oh, shame on you. You've already broken number one.
Yes, I'm drinking a beer.
My goodness.
Don't cook with alcohol, and don't...
Isn't that kind of strange? Doesn't it typically burn off?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just wondering.
Yeah. Don't eat at places that serve alcohol. Which means there's a lot of really good places that you can't eat now. I'm thinking a Texas Roadhouse.
So you're saying you would not give up Texas Roadhouse for Jane?
Nope. Jeez, never.
Jane, you just don't live up to it.
All right, these next ones, I kind of had a joke about a couple of these, but don't drink root beer, which I don't get. This is one that I'm not sure if it's for real. Maybe it is just because beer is in the name. And then, of course, if you go further down, ginger ale, which, has ale in the name. But then this is my favorite one. And if this is true, then I know exactly how this happened. Number five, don't drink cheerwine. Which is southern. It's mainly in the South. It's a cherry soda. Am I right? Yeah, it's cherry soda, right? Number six, don't drink diet cheerwine. Because some smartass was drinking a diet cheerwine. When somebody said, we're not supposed to drink it, it just says cheerwine. It don't say diet cheerwine.
That's why the list is a living list, and it continues to grow.
Oh yeah,
as it does state here.
Tobacco products are on there. That's kind of a common one. Mm-hmm. Now we get into culture. Jason, would you care to read number 12?
Yeah, don't watch movies unless Jane gives approval. Can you imagine, walking in Jane's office and here's the movie I'd like to watch, Super Mario Brothers? Is that going to be okay? She's like, oh, that's of the devil.
I mean, if it's at 1991, then yeah, it is of the devil, but yeah,
true. I don't get number 13.
Don't watch videos in your cars. I mean, they find somebody watching like YouTube out in his car with, you know, on his phone.
I gotta wonder. Number 14, don't enter a movie theater unless Jane gives approval.
Jane has to give approval on a lot of things.
Don't listen to the radio.
Don't read newspapers, not even the headlines.
Oh, yes. Not even the headlines.
Well, that's really easy today because there ain't too many newspapers out there. I love number 17.
Yeah, don't read or handle magazines.
I mean, don't even handle them.
That's so ancient. You know, don't use Morse code. I mean, I don't understand what's happening here.
Don't watch television, except when allowed at church.
I'm shocked that they have a television in their church. There's not a television in this church.
I mean,
not a single TV.
So I noticed on this list, you know, it says nothing about streaming music from my phone while driving naked and screaming at the top of my lungs. So,
well,
I'm there.
This is an older version, so it could be on the new list.
Don't read the next two. Don't read books that are not approved by leadership. And then don't read your Bible too much. Amplified version is acceptable. I'm going to have to look up this amplified version.
Well, I wonder if they're afraid you're going to take something in the Bible and question them on it.
Oh, probably.
So
although
don't read it too
although
much.
At the end of the list, not to give spoilers, but...
yeah.
144, don't attack those in authority. And number 145, don't question Jane's authority to run Word of Faith Fellowship. There you go.
Don't question her. Don't take notes during the services. Only record scripture references. I mean, what? And number 22, it tells you you better piss before service starts. Yep. Number 23 tells you you can't get up and piss during the service. You're just going to piss in the chair. Can you believe this?
Don't... Okay, this had to be an incident. Don't bring knives of any type on church property. Somebody brought a knife of any type on church property.
Mm-hmm. Somebody did something naughty.
Don't be late for a service, and I'm assuming that's or function.
Yeah, I would think so.
It says service of function. I'm thinking it's probably service or function. Some of these, I mean, like these next,
Well, read number 28 because that one is really odd.
Don't park in the first spot along the front sidewalk. That is reserved for those on watch.
On watch?
I mean,
what?
I have no idea.
I guess they're afraid that someone's coming to get them, and they got to watch the building.
Some of these are, you know, a lot of these are just traffic and, you know, where to park and where not to park. Don't park along the street. Use the field only when not raining. That's very kind of them to say that.
Well, I like number 36. Don't drive your car with expired tags. You will be reminded.
You know what? Honestly, you know, I'm going to pause here. I'm going to give them credit for that. That they, you know, that they will remind you that, you know, hey, your birthday is coming up. Do you have to get your tags renewed?
Yeah. Do your tags expire on your birthday month up there?
Yeah.
In Ohio?
Yep.
I'll see here. It's the year anniversary of when you buy your car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
interesting.
But yeah, ours is based on birthday. Mine expire. I think mine expire next year. I think I got 2 years on mine this time around. My driver's license doesn't get, I don't renew my driver's license now till 2030. So I went for an 8-year license.
Nice.
Yeah. Don't park in the first handicap space unless approved.
Don't speed when driving around the church.
That is always good advice.
That is, because Jane is, you know, in her 80s, and she might not be able to get out of the way, you know? Now we get into the weird, even weirder stuff.
Oh, yes.
Number 37.
Well, this is dress code, and this is another sign, you know, this is another signifier of a high control group. Men, don't wear a color of dress shirt except for white or light blue. So in other words, don't be wearing that trendy black collared shirt. Not allowed.
Yeah. No yellow.
You're not allowed.
You do not get to stand out.
You are not allowed to show up looking like Roy Kent on Ted Lasso.
Well, I like the next one. Women, don't get your heart set on a dress until you check with others to see if anyone else has that dress. You may need to return yours.
Well, that. You don't want to be wearing the same dress as somebody else. I mean,
she is saving you from a fashion faux pas. But you know, I don't know how godly that is. You know, is this? I don't know in the Bible. You know,
I'm pretty sure most women and men were wearing the same color dress.
Jesus says to the disciples, "Only I get sandals like this." Take your sandals off.
Only I get the pump sandals.
Yeah. Well, you know they can't have the, because that's another rule we're coming up on. They're not Nike sandals. We know that.
Oh
much.
Yes. Don't check out during the singing. Don't just move your lips and pretend like you're singing. That's me. That was me when I was in church. Like, I knew everything by rote, especially in Catholic church. You sing the same thing week after week after week after week. So, yeah, after a while, you just know it.
Yeah, just kind of zone out. And it just happens.
Okay, 41 is a, or actually, I'm sorry, 40. I want you to read 41, but let me read 40. Don't look around at others when you're supposed to be singing.
You know, if you're checking out somebody else's Hooters, that's a double sip. You're looking while singing and you're checking out someone else's Hooters.
You're coveting.
You're coveting
and lusting.
Those Hooters.
And lusting.
Lusting for those Hooters, yeah.
But
it's even worse to close your eyes. We're about to find out.
Yes, go ahead.
Don't close your eyes when singing. You could give over to a religious devil.
What is a religious devil?
I don't know. It's two words you don't really expect together. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give you a quick story on number 42.
Oh,
number 42. Good number. Bad rule. Don't stare at visitors. So, a few years ago, I went to a funeral at a Baptist church. The family of the deceased sit in a special section, mainly because I assume they know that you're outsiders.
You know, of course. Yeah.
My parents, who are Catholic, me, who's a heathen, man, that pastor kept looking right over at us. Like,
oh my gosh!
I mean, you could practically hear the I'm gonna get my hooks in them. They do an altar call during a funeral. They do an altar call.
Oh, I've been to yeah. Yep.
And I'm thinking, you know, I put my head down. I'm, you know, if anybody here would like to come up to me after the service, or, you know, if they'd like me to come up to you after the service and, you know, talk about Jesus, raise your hand now. I'm thinking to myself, don't even twitch. Don't. And then the other part of me is like, oh, come on, do it. Do it. Do it. Get in the argument. Eventually, no, I did not raise my hand. I did not even flinch.
Well, it would be, you know, the dead is there. You don't want to upset the dead, you know.
So let's see. You know what? I'm going to give him this one. Don't bring your cell phone into a service. You know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, put it on silent.
Yeah.
No.
Exceptions are rare, and you will be told when you can bring your phone into the service.
Again, what would those exceptions be?
I don't know.
When you need to use your calculator to figure out your tithe.
we'll find out about that too in a little while. Go ahead.
Well, I
44,
mean, I don't...
which you've done.
I have, but just to entertain all of you, take pictures during a regular service. Don't take pictures. And don't make your own recording. And I've shared recordings. My apologies.
You have you have broken many rules now of the Word of Faith Fellowship. You You will be blasted.
Oh, no. Well, you know, it's I'll hear something here and I'll be like, oh, I gotta edit that and make that a clip. That's too good to leave here, you know.
Don't bring visitors unless you tell someone in the office so they can tell Jane.
Yeah, in other she words, sees someone she doesn't know and she just freaks out.
Well, yeah. Are you aware of all the legal issues that this church has?
It could be, here's my friend, a reporter from the New York Times.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Or the Associated Press, or the Washington Post. Or not. He's just an author.
Yeah.
He's a writer. He might be writing a book about this church, but yeah, you don't need to know that.
Research.
Don't take pictures of Jane or other members unless you are given permission. You don't want to catch anyone in any crimes.
Yeah, that's right.
48, please, go for it.
Oh, don't be loose with your camera at any time.
What does that even mean?
Loose with your camera. I just making funny pictures like I have. Those church selfies where you just occasionally take a picture of yourself falling asleep and send it to all of your friends, you know? That's looseness.
Number 49. Don't put large amounts of cash in the offering unless it's in an envelope.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. Put it in an envelope.
Yeah, you could put that big wad of 20s in there. Just, you know, yeah, keep it in an envelope.
Maybe you can put it behind the toilet in the bathroom.
Joel.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, I went all Alex Jones, and I printed out my list. So.
I know. I downloaded mine, and I'm reading it off the computer. I like number 50. Number 50 is just another sign of a high control.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't complain when the offering plates are passed more than once. I mean, Jane and Sam need another luxury yacht.
They look at that plate and they're like, oh, no, this is not enough. And they send it back around again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you ever let your toddlers eat in the sanctuary like number 51 says?
Possibly. I really don't remember, but I'm sure we had little tiny snacks at some point. I mean, I have eaten in there, you know. I don't. There's nothing against it in the Bible that says you can't eat in the church. They don't want you like bringing people to church just for the idea of feeding them all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's kind of a bit about that in there, but you can eat whatever. You know, if I brought in a turkey and I was going to eat that turkey myself.
Uh-huh.
It's turkey time.
So number 52, if I recall in the book and, Steph, if you're listening, like, you know, a month down the road here, she's a little behind.
Yeah.
If I recall, I think there was something in the book about the sanctuary having white carpeting.
Oh.
Which explains number 52. Don't bring snacks or dark drinks or chocolate.
Oh,
I mean,
gosh,
that's just common sense. If you're gonna, well, first of all, common sense tells you don't put white carpet in a crowded area. You want to use some high strength, high durability Berber.
Oh yeah, we have this kind of grayish, heavy traffic carpet.
Oh yeah. You don't know what's dirt and what isn't.
That's right. And you don't want to find out.
Don't chew gum. You know what? I agree with that. I just agree with don't chew gum, period.
Yeah, it's annoying.
That is very annoying.
It'd be like if I came in here and had a mouthful of ice and just started chewing ice.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that's a good idea, though. I might bring a cup of ice next week.
There you go.
Don't fall asleep during the services. If you get tired, take your Bible and stand up in the back of the sanctuary. Wouldn't you get, like, called out? She sees you leaning against the wall in the back. She knows why you're standing there. Because you're sleepy.
I'm going to take my Bible and stand in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Don't wear muddy shoes or boots into the sanctuary. Go back about a minute and a half and listen.
Yeah, and now we are kind of getting back into some normal things.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree
like
with number.
Not leaving your crap laying around.
Yeah, don't leave your tissues after services. I absolutely agree with that. Disgusting shit, yeah. People.
That's nasty. And this is pre-COVID.
And don't leave your shit around.
Yeah, it doesn't say that, but it means it.
Yeah, don't leave coats, Bibles, or personal belongings in the sanctuary. It gets locked after each service. Of course, they have services every day, so you could just go back and get it the next day.
well, hit number 59, though. This is where it takes a massive left turn.
Oh yes. The parenthetical is my favorite. Don't wear jeans. Exception maybe for construction work. Maybe. What
and
are
I'm
you
assuming,
supposed to wear?
Yeah, this is to church. I don't think that in all life they're telling you can't at all wear jeans. They're just saying don't wear jeans to church unless you're doing something working sort of here. Like don't wear shorts is the next one.
Yeah.
I never see anybody wearing shorts to church. You know, it's just...
No.
Don't wear sleeveless dresses or tops because, you know, someone's going to stare at your hooters.
Mm-hmm. Don't wear dresses above the knees.
Yep.
Don't.
Well, now this is odd, though. So maybe this is all the time. Don't wear a bathing suit without having it covered with long shorts below the knees and a dark T-shirt.
Yeah, that I believe this is like church grounds rules. You know, so the don't wear jeans is don't wear jeans.
Don't wear jeans ever.
On the campus. You know,
maybe
on church grounds.
Maybe anywhere. If they're dictating where you're wearing a bathing suit. I don't think there's a pool at the old WOFF.
Well, it's pretty big now, I think.
Well.
At least it was. Don't wear... I'm sorry. This is a shot below the belt.
Literally.
Don't wear cargo pants.
I'm wearing them right now. They'll have to haul me out.
Yes, yeah, screw you. Cargo pants are the most useful pants on earth.
That's right. They
don't look bad.
Yeah, they've made me really turn on jeans. I love having multiple pockets. It's just I'm never going back.
Jason, number 65.
Yeah, this is what we alluded to earlier. Don't wear or own anything with Nike on it. Nothing.
I don't know why.
Yeah, what did Nike do? Maybe this is a Reebok church. they have a contract with Adidas.
Adidas or Avia.
Yeah.
Don't wear black tennis shoes. I'm out. I have a pair of all black Chuck Taylors. And I wear those I wear those in place of dress shoes, like when I'm going out somewhere, like where I can't get away with wearing my red Chuck Taylors or my flame print Chuck Taylors.
Well, it's a weird rule. Don't wear black tennis shoes. It's just such a weird...
Oh, yeah. Don't wear high-cut boot-like tennis shoes. So, high tops.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I guess it would be too cool to say that.
I wonder if my new I wonder if my new shoes would pass there. I just got a new pair of Dr. Martin 8-Eye. You know, well, they're above the ankle.
Well, I just got a new pair of solid white tennis shoes, and it's telling me in number 68 I can't wear them ever.
Wait, what can you wear then?
The sandals, but not the brand Jesus wore.
Yeah. don't wear a baseball cap sideways or backwards.
Front ways is okay, like Uncle Jesse. He always wore one front ways.
Now, I have a question about my shirt wardrobe. Would it be acceptable there?
No.
I mean, this just says don't wear T-shirts with slogans or pictures. They don't say anything about collared Hawaiian style shirts.
No, I think those are probably fine.
And I mean, they have pictures on them.
True.
I have one with aliens on it. They may not like my Krampus Fest one.
They might not. You would get one of those special, what do they call it, the yelling thing?
Oh, I would definitely get blasted.
Blasting, yes.
don't wear muscle T-shirts.
Muscle T-shirts.
All right, Jason, number 72. It's all yours.
Men, don't leave the house without a white T-shirt under your top shirt. That would...
If you're wearing a dress shirt.
Yeah, it's two layers. Well, I don't think I would wear a white dress shirt with no undershirt anyway. Do I want people to see my moobs? No, I do not.
True.
Gross. I don't even want to see them.
Don't go swimming with boys and girls together.
Maybe they have a pool at the church, because look at number 74. Don't leave the pool toys out when you're done using the pool. So maybe this is a church pool. I mean, how weird.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're just trying to give you good advice for your home pool.
75 is good advice.
Yes.
Don't go outside without sunscreen. Daily.
Daily.
That is a good idea. You know, that prevents skin cancer.
But men, don't allow facial hair to grow. No beards of any type. And here's the real bad one. No pork chop sideburns.
Oh, man.
It's 1976 again. And no pork chop sideburns.
No beards. I'm out. By the way, Jehovah's Witnesses also have a no beard rule. I found out why. And it's simply because... their original founder had a beard, and the guy who took over, and I'm trying to remember, was it Charles Taze Russell who took over, didn't like his predecessor.
Oh. And
he had a beard, so he made a rule, no beards, because he didn't like his predecessor.
Wow.
That was it. That was the whole thing.
Interesting.
Wow. Men, don't let your hair get long or unkempt. Well, I can't help it. As soon as mine grows over an inch long, it's already unkempt. All right, now okay.
So yeah, now the fun begins.
This is where the list gets dark.
Yes.
A little disturbing, if you will. And... this is a lot of this is discussed in the book.
Oh, I can imagine. I mean,
don't interview for a job unless it is under authority. In other words, it has to be allowed. It has to be church approved.
Yeah, like I guess if you were. Working at a strip club, they would say, now that doesn't look good for the church. But what if I was the accountant at the strip club?
Yeah, good point.
Maybe that would be okay. Yeah. I'd be counting dollar bills a lot.
Don't
you know, Bill put another $100 bills in the collection plate. Well, at least it was in an envelope.
We should sanitize that.
Yep.
Don't accept a job unless you check it out with authority.
Don't make plans for college unless you have Jane check it out.
Uh-huh.
So Jane's going to, like, visit the college you want to go to.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty, that's interesting.
Uh-huh. Don't sign up for classes unless Jane Whaley or leadership checks out your schedule. You know, got to make sure you're not working when you're supposed to be washing Jane's car.
That's right. Or you're not taking, like, a class in Hooters.
Yeah.
Hooter gazing. I don't know. Don't buy a house unless Jane Whaley can check it out. So she's going to come and she's like, termites.
And next up, guy number 83 is even.
Oh, yes, please. Go ahead.
Don't even make an offer on a house unless Jane can check out and get a feel for the neighborhood. In other words, if she senses, you know, a few too many Catholics around here. I would advise don't look for a house during election season. Because if there's too many blue signs in your neighborhood, that would be red signs for Canadians. You ain't buying that house.
Well, if you do buy the house,
mm-hmm.
On number 84, don't decorate your house unless Jane or her helper can help you. So now, I wonder what she's trying to avoid you getting. I mean, what could you possibly have that is...
Well, we're going to find out that it's really not, not really holiday decorations. We'll get into that soon.
Oh, yeah, that's true. A lot of blank walls in your house.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to stay that way, dang it.
Oh, they'd hate my house. Don't buy a car without checking with Sam first. This is Sam Whaley now.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. And the reason is he was a used car salesman before he went into church ministry. I mean,
mm-hmm.
It's not a far jump. trying to sell people something, you know, it goes with both jobs.
Well, read the next two just in a row because they're perfect.
Don't sell a car or truck without checking with Sam first.
Okay.
And don't get major repairs done without checking with Sam.
So Sam's staying pretty busy.
Sam knows a guy.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah,
I've got a plumber. A plumber for you.
Oh, yeah. A plumber. Quote-unquote plumber.
Yeah.
Don't buy insurance without checking with the approved church source person for insurance. That is a kind of a common one.
This is true.
There are, and I have seen this, there are faith-based insurance companies.
Yes.
It's very weird. And we're not talking, you know, I'm not talking medical insurance here. I'm talking homeowners insurance and car insurance. I'm not talking about health insurance even. Although, you know, there are those, too.
Well, Jane also wants you to don't go to Aruba without talking to Jane first. Because number 89, don't plan a vacation or time away with your family unless you check it out with Jane.
Uh-huh.
She may want you around for something, and she's afraid you're going to go to Aruba and watch a video in your rental car.
Uh-huh. This is another sure sign you're in a cult.
Yes.
Go ahead, number 90.
Don't assume you could go to the funeral or a wedding of a family member without checking it out And or someone from the church going with you.
That is, well, especially, you know, wedding and funeral are, you know, in a lot of cases, religious events, and, you know, usually a different religion, which if you're yes. if you're in a cult, they don't want you looking in at other religions.
That's right.
Let's see.
And now they're going to clean them all up here too. Yes.
I'm going to go 91 to 97 real quick here.
Yes.
Don't celebrate any holidays. No Christmas. Don't give gifts to others unless you are under authority. I want to know what under authority means.
It's your month to give gifts.
Don't celebrate Easter. Don't celebrate other holidays. Don't eat turkey on Thanksgiving. God damn it. Don't celebrate your birthday or others in your family or group of friends or coworkers. Don't celebrate wedding anniversaries.
All big Jehovah's Witness, they don't celebrate holidays either.
No,
correct?
They don't. They will celebrate milestone wedding anniversaries.
Oh.
Like they'll celebrate a 50th wedding anniversary. I think 50th and 60th. 75th if you can live that long.
But you know, since they never celebrate this stuff, they must make the shittiest cakes.
Oh yeah. Oh god, yes.
Because they never make them. So
the only other thing they celebrate, and I can't remember what it's called now, but they celebrate Holy Thursday. Or in some churches, it's Maundy Thursday or...
Oh, yes, yes.
You know, the Thursday before Good Friday.
Gotcha. Right.
That's when they do their, they pass the bread and the wine, and that's when somebody could get anointed or reveal themselves as anointed.
Oh, well, hi. Well, you know, I had something I wanted to share.
Yes.
I'm anointed, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You're also anointed. I anoint you in my anointment.
Well, I'm already a Discordian Pope.
Okay.
And I am I am a reverend in the Church of the Latter-day Dude.
Oh, good. That's good.
So, just there to you let go. You know. Jason, you want to take care of 98, 99, and 100.
Don't go hunting.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go fishing unless it's on an approved ministry trip. I guess they will go fishing together. And... don't hunt or fish just for sport. You're going to eat what you hunt or fish.
But don't go hunting.
Well, that's true. Don't go hunting.
Don't go hunting. But if you do go hunting, not only have you broken a rule, but now you have to eat that whole moose.
That's correct. You must eat the moose.
In front of everyone.
Yes.
Raw.
Raw moose. I just saw the video, I guess, yeah, up in Canada, of the moose that walked into the movie theater. You know, you should not have sliding doors that open by, you know, the laser beam if you have a high moose population. They're going to walk right into the damn building.
I agree.
This moose walks right up to the counter and starts eating the popcorn. I mean, run, people. I love number 102, but you must read 101 first.
Don't have bumper stickers on your car. Political season is an exception.
But I bet they have to be approved candidates.
Oh, probably. Don't have dingle dangles hanging from your rearview mirror. I agree with the sentiment.
Yeah, I do too.
But the wording is you could tell the wording is like an 80-year-old woman.
Oh yeah. What's that dingle dangle? I got kicked in the dingle dangles once and it hurt like hell.
Don't have a slogan license plate on the front of your car. So I have a question. Ohio just they just eliminated front plates.
Wow.
Finally.
Yeah, it took them long enough.
Oh, I know. So now on the front of my car, I don't have a slogan.
Okay.
But I have a spoked bee, the Boston Bruins logo on the front of my You know, a license plate on the front of my car. Nice. Does that count as a slogan?
No. No, it does not.
So, okay, that would be fine then. Thank you.
That would be fine. But don't buy or drive a race car looking car. So, I don't know.
Quote unquote race car looking car. I wonder if my Mazda Protege 5 would have counted as race car looking.
Kind of.
Because it was, it came stock with the low profile tires. It had the wing on the back. You know, not the high wing, but you know, just off the back of the back of the roof over.
I think
hatch.
That's race car looking.
And that thing drove like a race car.
Well, there you go.
Well, I'm done. I'm done with this church now.
Well, the next ones are just insane here.
Oh, my God.
This is all of the games you cannot play.
Yes. Don't play games on your computer. Erase or delete the games.
How did they get there in the first place?
You
Satan?
Uh-huh.
Could it be
Satan? I wish I had my iPad up here. I'm going to have to get that for, religious discussions like this. Don't play games on your cell phone. Erase or delete them. Well, I'm done. Now, okay, my question is, does the crossword puzzle count?
I don't know. That's intellectual, so we might have to let that slide.
I do the crossword puzzle. I do the Wordle.
Do the Wordle, yes.
Yeah. I do all the New York Times puzzles.
Nice.
Sudoku nice. And stuff like that. You know, I do all those every day.
Wow.
I have a 1400 day streak going on the crossword.
Dang. Holy crap.
Oh yeah. I started back in, 2018, April of 2018.
Wow.
All right, let's see. Don't own or use a Game Boy or other handheld electronic game device. So I have a Nintendo Switch. I also have a Game Boy Advance.
Ooh.
Well, it's my old one.
That's old school.
Uh-huh. Hold on. I'm going to turn around and look at something. Here, let me point my camera at it. When I read the next one here. Uh-huh. Don't play with regular playing cards. Do you know what's on that shelf back there?
Small collection of cards there. Just a small collection of cards.
All regular playing cards. Yeah, I have quite a few of those.
Are they regular, though? Maybe she's talking about the ones, you know, just the cheap old regular playing cards.
I mean, that could be.
You have fancy playing cards.
Yeah. I have cards that are done by a professional artist.
See?
I
love 109.
Go ahead. Read 109.
Don't play hide and go seek.
Are they afraid you're going to lose somebody?
I think they're afraid you might find somebody that they have put somewhere, maybe, possibly.
Don't play Monopoly. I'm sorry. The typo in the list. Don't play Monoploy.
And Monoploy might be a banned game. And they have banned it so well none of us have ever heard of it.
Now, I'm assuming it's Monopoly, but...
111 is don't play football.
You know what? I agree with that.
Well, then you must agree with 112.
Bad for the brain. Hell no!
Oh, you want to... Okay.
Don't ride in the back of a pickup truck? Hell, that was my whole childhood. I don't understand the next two, but go ahead. You were going to say something about the
No, the next two are just...
Go ahead.
I get the 114. I don't get 113. 113 is don't play ping pong. I don't understand that. Even Forrest Gump played ping pong. Mm. But number 114 now, don't play pool because of the gambling aspect. I'm guessing.
Well, I'm out again.
You know, Jane saw that movie with Jackie Gleason, and she's like, no pool.
Yep.
Minnesota Fats is a gambler. No pool.
I'm out again.
That's how old she is.
Because two stories down from me, I have a pool table. Don't play or imitate an air guitar.
It's the instrument of the devil.
Uh-huh.
Don't play music without singing the words. So that means Guns N' Roses? I can sing along?
I'll sing along to Slayer all I want.
Well, as long as you, number 117, don't whistle.
Yeah. Oh, man. You can sing any song you want, but not Patience by Guns N' Roses.
That's right. That part would be blank. This is where it gets extremely strange.
Oh, this is where it gets controlling now.
Yes.
Number 118. I'm just going to say church children. They have WOFF. That's obviously Word of Faith Fellowship. Don't let church children play with children outside of the church. That is control.
Yes, that is keep your sins and stuff away from our kids.
Mm-hmm. And we don't want your kids to, we don't want your worldly kids to give our kids any ideas.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Don't let children make animal sounds. Maybe. And I'm assuming that, I'm assuming that's like old MacDonald had a farm or something like that, you know. That's the only time they could actually make animal sounds.
Oh, absolutely.
Or when they're talking about the Ark.
Yes.
But, yeah, that's about it. Don't let children play toy musical instruments. Maybe. There's a lot of maybe in this. Oh, hold on. I have...
Uh-oh. You have a toy musical instrument.
I have a toy musical instrument here.
What if we get hit by lightning on this? Oh, no.
That's
Jane just perked up somewhere.
So don't. Okay, so if we go back up the list, to where is it? Number 20. Don't read your Bible too much.
Yes.
However, don't forget to read your Bible before you go to bed.
Well.
But don't read it too much before you go to bed.
Too much. Too much of a good thing is not a good thing.
And then it goes right back to the children thing.
Oh, yeah.
Don't let children play with camping toys. What are camping toys?
It's, you remember that Saturday Night Live skit with Dan Aykroyd, the toy guy?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, bag of busted glass.
Yes.
Well, this is probably like your own personal campfire playset. Comes with a match. A thing of gasoline, some newspapers.
We got another maybe coming up here. Jason?
Art Mainway, I think, was his name. Well, number 123.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, don't let children play with play tools.
Mm-hmm.
So Art Mainway's saw for kids is not allowed.
Yeah.
Circular saw for kids.
Rusty circular saw for kids. Good. 124.
124. Don't let children have Bibles with stories and pictures of Jesus, maybe. You know, you bring me a picture of Jesus, I'm going to freak out because I didn't think they had cameras back then.
I agree with 125. I mean, that's, you know, pretty much the way I live my life. Don't be late for anything. Be early.
I like it.
Yeah. I'm always early.
Yes.
I'm sorry. uh, 126. Does that mean front and back, or does that mean what is?
I'm lost on this one.
Don't iron double creases in your pants. I'm assuming that's front and back.
Yeah, but I mean.
But mine never stay anyway, so.
But what a weird way that would look.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have a crease coming down the front for both your knees. You'd have four.
I don't get it.
Well, what happened is somebody came to church looking like a nut, probably because, like, the wife was sick. So he's like, well, I'll iron my own stuff. How hard could it be? And then, you know, in my house, I'm the only one that seems to know how to use an iron. Because she'll even ask me, hey, can you iron my pants? And I'm like, man, do you just want my penis too? Take my penis away. Speaking of my penis.
Go ahead.
127, men, don't use urinals that are not enclosed. So don't be slapping your wang around where everybody else can see it.
Don't be using the trough.
Don't be, that's right. Don't be using the trough.
Let's see. Don't store personal garments unless they are folded neatly in the drawer.
Yeah, don't just wad up your drawers and throw them in the drawer.
Well, I'm out. I keep a couple of things on my dresser. Let's see. Don't go to tanning beds. I mean, I don't, so I'm still in when it comes to that. Yeah. Don't ride motorcycles or ATVs or dirt bikes.
Maybe the church has insurance on you through the church.
Mm-hmm.
And these are dangerous activities that could get you hurt.
Could be. Jason. Jason, I'm sorry. I have to give you this one because I've read this one several times and I don't get it.
Well, it says men, African American, don't shave your head bald.
So Captain Sisko is out in Deep Space Nine.
Yeah.
After season three. Or I'm sorry, after season two.
Can white men shave their head bald?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't get it. I don't understand this. Here's where it really gets insane. So.
Oh, yeah. Don't start a relationship without checking it out with Jane Whaley.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and the next one.
Don't decide who you will marry without checking it out with Jane.
Wow. Don't talk to the other person who you are in a relationship with unless someone is listening and guarding the conversation.
Okay. That is... I'm trying to think of a suitable word, and I think the only word I can think of is fucked.
Well, you know, it's like I'm dating someone in the church, and, you know, I might whisper, hey, I had my wang out at an unenclosed urinal. It's wang talk. And that's not allowed, and if you had someone guarding that conversation, you wouldn't be talking about your wang. But this is a completely controlling, insanely, wow, over the top.
Don't talk loose and joke around. Don't be foolish. I'm out.
Yep.
You're out. Pretty much the whole show whole crew is out. Jason, go ahead, read the next one.
Don't complain about the list of don'ts.
And that's only 137. We still have more. 138, I'm still in.
Oh,
I'm in.
Okay.
Don't place an... I want to know if this is like official church doctrine. Don't place the toilet paper on the roll unless it rolls over the top.
Yeah, it could be some like church... Some church rule, maybe. Or are you thinking it's in Leviticus?
It could be in Leviticus. I have been through Leviticus. I kind of skimmed over a lot of it, though, so it might be there.
Yeah.
Now we get into apostasy. Don't speak to those who have left unless you ask Jane. Don't ask anyone but Jane about those who have not been seen lately in services. They might be locked in the shed.
Oh, that's right. But just forget about them. They're not there, and you never saw them. They're vanished from discussion.
They are an unperson.
Correct.
They've been thrown down the memory hole.
Yes.
There we go. You got to get some 1984 in this conversation. Jason, go ahead. Next. 141.
Don't go in the sanctuary with sin in your heart. Deal with it before service. So I'm really mad and I want to kill someone. Well, I'll kill them before service. Come in wanting to kill them.
But then you have the sin of killing someone.
Oh, that's right. It's in your heart.
Yeah.
I think this applies to looking at Hooters.
Yeah. Yeah, so basically, you know, go hit a bathroom stall before you,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
Do some private time.
Just make sure you don't put the toilet paper on the wrong way when you get done.
And don't expect someone else to clean up your mess.
Yeah.
It works.
They're related. Oh, my goodness.
Don't backtalk or give excuses for your sin. And then we've already talked about the last two. Don't attack those in authority, and don't question Jane's authority.
Oh, no, read the last part of this, though. This is just insane.
We hope you'll be with us for many years to come. Don't worry about memorizing this list. When you violate a don't, you will be told, we don't do that.
And that is maybe the most horrifying thing of all there.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine? That's
someone wanting to be punched.
That to me is like Ministry of Love shit. Again, 1984. It just keeps coming back.
Yeah, this is true.
So what'd you get out of this list, Jason? It's... Obviously, it's a high-control environment.
Yeah.
Are some of these... are there maybe exaggerations in this list? Maybe.
Could be.
I don't know what. I mean, don't go to tanning beds. That would be, like, vanity.
Yes. And you're also declothing. You're undressing to whatever point that you undress to get that tan.
Yes.
On whatever you're trying to get it on.
So do you have to, like, when you take a shower, do you have to wear a bathing suit? Because it seems like, you know, especially like when you talk about the pool rules and stuff, it's like, I mean, everyone's looking like a photo from like the early 1900s.
Well, and, you know, Jane may be in there sitting on the toilet to make sure no one comes in while you're taking your shower. And she hands you the towel and everything to guard your naked body. Or maybe Sam does.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah, Sam sits in the ladies' room, and Jane sits in the men's room.
I don't know. You know, when this was shared on Twitter the other day, and I was just shocked and stunned. But then there's a part of me that thinks, you know, what kind of person would voluntarily want to be controlled in this manner?
Well, this is... So, luckily they don't listen. I have relatives who belong to an evangelical Baptist church. Okay. And one of said relatives loves the fact that her pastor tells her what to read and what to watch and how to wear her hair and how to dress, because these are things she doesn't have to think about.
Oh yes, that's right. Yeah. I've heard that before. Yeah.
I don't have to think for myself. I let my pastor think for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I like thinking for myself, and you know, going a little against the grain.
It's weird.
Yeah. So what do you, let's see. What, have you belonged to like a really, like, have you belonged to a church or been at all associated in any way with like a, you know, a controlling church?
No.
No? I mean,
But they're here. They're here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, just up the road from you is
the
circus tent.
Yeah, I mean, he's getting sued this way and that way. Now the neighbors are coming together to sue him, too. Oh, yeah. So.
And now,
the city's already suing him.
And now he's now he's in a feud with the NIFB, which is, I don't know if you've heard of him, but Scott Anderson. He's the incredibly homophobic. He's the one he calls for basically the death penalty for, LGBT people.
Well, fantastic. That's just great. That's what we need.
Steven Anderson. He's the one who you've probably seen a video of a guy jumping up on his podium while giving a sermon.
Oh, I have.
Yeah, that's Steven Anderson.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
So he's in a feud with Ding Dong here.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. It's been so long since I've read anything about him. I can't even remember his name, and I don't
care.
Greg Locke? Oh, God. Thank you.
Well, he's on the news here all the time because he's always getting sued.
So, yeah. I mean, wow. Greg Locke and Steven Anderson in a feud. That's like me trying... That's like me watching the Flyers and the Maple Leafs. You know, it's I hope both teams lose because, you know...
Yeah, exactly.
Or like me watching the Yankees and the Red Sox, you know, I don't care. But you want them both to lose.
It's interesting that there's such a business for this kind of control.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I mean, the thing is, like, if you look at, like, some of the NIFB video and stuff, you know, there's, like, a dozen people in the congregation.
Oh.
I mean, it's, like, not, you know, you're talking maybe 50 people at most in the entire church.
Gotcha.
But Greg Locke has, he could fill up a circus tent, which is...
Yes, he can. He just got a bigger one that's supposed to have thicker walls to appease the neighbors. It did not work.
Nope.
And they're still suing him. But
they could still hear his hate spewing out.
And they're like, well, you all have the money to build a building and insulate this sound. And he's like, no, we're meant to be outside like this. He won't do it.
Well, he just wants to keep the money for himself.
Well, that's there you go.
I mean... He's living high on the hog while his, while he makes his parishioners, freeze to death every Sunday.
But I think, it all of these weird things, it does all come down to money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a business, and,
oh, yeah.
The business is the control of people and their incomes, as you said, mm-hmm. and seeing their income, and.
So this church, Word of Faith Fellowship, is, if you really look at it, it's the worst points of every church out there rolled into one.
Nice.
It really is. It's got, you've got the abusive climate, you've got the control, you've got more control, control of your personal self if you belong to the church, control of your assets. You can't watch TV or watch a movie or anything without their permission.
Yeah. Full-on programming.
And even if this list of rules isn't real, these are real things. These are real things that happen not only in this church, but in a lot of churches. As I said, the Baptist church that my relative belongs to. They tell them what movies and what TV and what,
right.
What to wear and what books to read. And, it's like, I couldn't do that. I absolutely could not belong to a church like that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that's just, it's like it's sliced off part of the individual that is you.
Mm-hmm.
Not a whole person anymore.
Right.
You know, it's really tragic that the people do this. And then, you know, the people that, I've seen in other like TV shows and stuff that have struggled after leaving the cult, you know, they got out, but those things were so programmed in them that they struggled with adjusting to real life and independence. It's just insane. You would think in 2023, these things wouldn't be happening, but hey, there's an audience for this everywhere, and
the problem is the internet will find an audience for it.
Yep.
You know, that's why, you know, like some of these churches are, you know, 20 members, but yep. You know, these are, you know, and the thing is, for as small as this congregation is, you know, I mean, even the you know, the Word of Faith Fellowship is what, 2,000 worldwide, I said. And I think most of them are in the U.S.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, when you see like the Steven Anderson, you know, screaming about, you know, homosexuals and how they should be put to death, you know, it's not him. You know, he's not the one that worries me. He's not the one, you know, it's not that person up there at the podium that worries me. It's the faceless voice behind the camera saying amen.
Mm-hmm. Or the person out there on the internet that's going to take it so seriously. Mm-hmm. They're going to walk in somewhere with a gun.
And we've seen this.
We see this, yes. Almost daily now. Now mm-hmm. we're having these multiple, you know, these incidents with multiple shootings. Mm-hmm. There are people to pull into this all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I shall put my list away, and I will take it home, and I will dispose of it in the garbage where it belongs.
I agree with that. I will delete this off my computer. Actually, I won't. I'm going to hold on to it. Because I have things to write and things to read. And
yes.
But, Jason, thank you for... thank you for suggesting this episode. I hope that, you know, while we didn't solve any problems here, we definitely, you know, I think the fact that, you know, going through this list and realizing that these aren't isolated to just this one small congregation, you know, these rules, you know, any number of these rules are in a lot of different places. It's just this church decided to just group them all up and say, let's create the most draconian church we possibly can.
That's right. Well, you know, you get a used car guy and a math teacher together and all kinds of fun can happen.
So, Jason.
Oh, my goodness.
Where can people find you out there?
Well, when I'm not waiting for Hellbop to come back around, you can
the ship's out. Full.
Ship is full. That's right. It's already left the station. You can find me at the Up in This Brain on, well, it's at Up in This Brain on the Twitter, while there's still a Twitter to have, and upinthisbrain.com. That's where all the crap gets posted. Where can we find you?
You could find me at my main account at AlienCG. You could also find... I kind of been down on the Bible lately, you know, I haven't done a lot of posting lately, but, at Alien Biblical, also on Twitter, you can find this podcast at Illuminati Pod. You can also go to Illuminati Social Club and, Bible.aliencg.com. I know it's a lot of stuff. I'll throw it all out there and, you know, let you see it all.
You know, but not at an unenclosed urinal.
No. So
keep it between the porcelain.
Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Again, thank you, Jason. And just remember, as it says in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 2, don't believe everything you hear on the internet.